Good day from Wall Street. This is Jack Marks for Wall Street Reporter. And today I'm speaking with Barry Cohen. He is the CEO of Avra Medical. Stock symbol is AVMR, over the counter. Barry, welcome.
Hello, Jack. Thanks for the time.
Yes. So Barry, can you start off by telling us about your company's technologies? I understand you're in the medical robotics business.
Well, the easiest thing to say is to separate us from the group of so-called medical robot companies out there. Avra has a technology that is a real, true robot. Unlike the other robotic companies, their robots actually can't do anything without someone pushing or pulling on a lever, a stick, or doing something. Avra's view is that automation is required to bring down the price of servicing medical needs for people. And my experience and background is in production and economy. These are not things that I find too easily in medicine. Anyways, the Avra robot is computer driven. It is driven by software programs that are produced by our own internal engineering team, software team. We have the resources of the most experienced robotic surgeons in the world, very easy to spot them. And their talents and advice have flowed to the experts in our engineering team that has given rise to our image capturing system. The images of the patients are captured, translated into an algorithm. The algorithm goes to the robot's brain. The robot knows the patient. And each procedure that we contemplate will be a custom procedure specifically for that patient. And believe me, it's very, very exciting to see how a robot actually knows the patient. So our technology is very modern, cutting edge, and it leads to semi or fully autonomous surgery.
Okay. So in what kind of surgery is this, can this be used for? Is there a specific focus right now, or?
Avra has a specific focus, but it also has a specific mission. When we talk about robotic surgery, we take the robot and use it as a replacement for a surgeon's arms, wrists, fingertips. The arm that we use is able to do within a full range, 7 degrees of freedom. It can duplicate plus any of the actions of the human arm. So in the long range view, Avra will be able to do any surgery that a human being could do using their arms, wrists, and fingertips.
Okay, so
We
just
focus.
let me first ask you, in layman's terms, is this essentially you type in a program and the robot does the surgery? There is no human involvement at that point?
Well, we call it doctor or surgeon-directed surgery. The software program is tailored specifically to a medical procedure. That procedure is enhanced with AI by the Avra team. That program is fed into the robot's computer system. The surgeon is able, in our terms, to simulate the entire surgery and see it before it actually physically happens. From that simulation, much like we do in aviation, we can tweak the procedure, make any adjustments that the surgeon wishes to, and from that viewpoint, the robot, the patient, and the surgeon are ready to go ahead. The doctor will always have full control over the robot and his job is to monitor the system as it's working on the patient, and he has full operating ability to either take over or to let it continue on a favorable path, not unlike a pilot using autopilot in an aircraft. You could fly it, or you could let it fly itself, depending on where you are.
Or I guess the, you know, some of the self-driving car technology, right? Similar idea?
The self-driving car has made it far easier for people to understand what AVRA is doing. We have been focused on this for quite a long time. A number of our teammates are involved, deeply involved, in aviation, and that type of technology is finally filtering down to the civilian applications. I think that AVRA will be the first company to use it in surgical procedures.
Okay. And do you have, I think I asked you a little bit earlier, is there like a certain procedures that you're starting with, or like how, or can this be sort of, you know, rolled out to other procedures? Like what's the process there?
That's easy. AVRA's first commercial activity will be in the field of aesthetic surgery. Dermatological surgery may be another way of putting it, but the skin being the body's largest organ and lowest hanging fruit on the tree for AVRA is to use our image capture, our navigation, and our ability to manage a topography that's easy for everyone to see. And the marketplace is stunningly large. It is actually five times larger than the medical surgery marketplace. So skin tightening, skin resurfacing, melanoma investigation, the ability of our camera and identity systems is just wonderful.
Okay. So before, you know, kind of before we get into the technology, you know, the IP and all that stuff, what's the path towards getting you know, FDA approval for this?
AVRA's team includes staff members from UCF in the technology transfer department, well disposed and experienced in FDA presentations. Our team includes Tim Duggins, who has 35 years of experience in producing medical device applications to the FDA. In a very, very short period of time, AVRA will be requesting our first meetings with the FDA, and we will present our prototype.
Okay. And what's the path forward from the prototype? Like what's, you know, in terms of what are the milestones, you know, what are the steps towards getting, you know, full commercialization?
Our specialty is that we have advanced robotic applications for our robot, number one. The arm is already approved in Europe with a full CE mark. It's a term I've used or invented. We robotize FDA-approved surgical instruments. So when you combine the talents and the abilities of a computerized robot system with an already approved FDA surgical instrument, our software programming takes over, marries the two pieces together, and includes an imaging capture system. Our system actually is at work today in our laboratories, so we're very hopeful that by the end of this year, we could take a look at next year as a commercial tipping point for us.
Next, when you say tipping point, do you mean you know, actual commercialization next year?
AVRA is very advanced with its product. Our robot is already CE approved. We are starting with FDA-approved tools. The FDA has already granted full use for these instruments. Opera will have to show and demonstrate that we can control these with our computer systems, and that's well within our reach.
Okay. So let's maybe if you can let's talk about the technology. Maybe you can explain what your IP situation is in terms of what kind of patents are there. What kind of intellectual property protection do you have?
Opera has applied for patents in Canada, the United States, Brazil, and we will select several other countries in other parts of the world where dermatology, aesthetic surgery, plastic surgery is a very large marketplace. The IP is fully vested by the University of Central Florida, Harris Engineering. And again, these are people who've been with the Opera team for probably around 10 years. So we're expecting receipt of our patents. We are continuing to develop more. And the secret sauce of Opera clearly is our ability to produce software programming for medical procedures. This will be all copywritten and protected as we go along.
Okay, so so from kind of what I'm understanding, and please correct me if I'm wrong, is you're using off-the-shelf technology in terms of like the robotic arm and the whatever device, the medical device, that's off-the-shelf.
The medical instruments available to us are off-the-shelf. We do a process called robotization. This is very specific to our software. Frankly, we have a robot, but we could probably train various robots for various procedures. But the technology of robotics is fairly well understood, and the ability to control the robot or to add artificial intelligence or machine learning to a process is where Opera's at. We have the staff of people who have produced probably in the vicinity of 35,000 robotic surgeries already with various other existing robot platforms. But those platforms are, of course, mechanical manipulators. That talent has been brought into the Opera software program, and from that we have developed our AI-enhanced software. So to us, it actually won't matter what surgical procedure it is or what surgical instrument it is. It will become part and parcel of the Opera system. That is our own technology. It is our own patents. And it is wholly owned by the company.
Okay, so essentially, so in a nutshell, what you're offering is a fully automated autonomous surgical procedures. Is that right?
The Apex product is that, yes, okay. But always able to be surgeon directed or surgeon controlled.
Okay. So how does the, maybe you can kind of explain the business model, kind of the economics here. What will you be selling? Are you going to be licensing it as like on a per procedure basis? Do you sell a whole turnkey system? How will this work?
Everyone in Opera has had exposure to the medical robot platform since inception. Some of our people actually were directly responsible for obtaining the CE marks and the approvals from the FDA for the original robot systems. Our business plan takes into account that we may do the old-fashioned razor blade style of business where we sell robots at one price and live in the world of the consumables. That's certainly open to us. We are open to leasing. We are open to partnering. The marketing plans are being developed at this time. But believe me, the way that we will approach it will be across the board, where we're not required to do one thing or the other. Avra's interest is becoming a brand name in dermatological surgery, and we would like to access it first. Most of our surgeons are all the chiefs of robotic surgery in some of the most famous hospitals in the country. So we'll introduce the robot systems at the hospitals, and then we will make them available to dermatology practices, plastic surgeons, on a one-on-one basis.
Okay. Now, in terms, you've been speaking mostly about the dermatological market. Now, is that because that's kind of a simpler type of surgical procedure? I mean, can this be used for, I don't know, heart surgery, brain surgery, or is that much more involved? Look, what's the?
It's an interesting question, Jack. The original big name robot, Da Vinci, was actually created for heart surgery. It was only by happenstance that one of Avra's surgeons in Europe happened to use it for a prostatectomy. And that is why they became essentially a very successful, very powerful company in lower abdominal surgery. The ability to move from one surgical area to another depends on your platform. Our is platform independent. We can essentially pick up, in lay terms, Jack, we can pick up a surgical tool, run the program that is needed to do that procedure, and actually do it. We have selected the dermatology area because it is a huge marketplace and growing exponentially. So because we could essentially design our software programs to accommodate a need, right now Avra would like to make that time in dermatology happen as soon as possible for the benefit of our investors and the general community. We can do a lot of things in skin resurfacing, plastic surgery, AI-supported investigation of issues on the surface of the body that would not be known for a long time without deep penetration of the surfaces. It's an area that we're extremely familiar with, so the big urological team that Avra has been boosted now by some of the very famous dermatology surgeons in this country, and we will start in dermatology. From there, who knows?
Okay, so there's still going to be a surgeon who's going to be, you know, in the same room, you know, with the robot, with the device while this is happening, right?
Jack, it is a very, very odd circumstance to talk about this this way. Automation is coming. Nothing's going to stop it. You're running out of surgeons. Population explosion requires automation. Avra's business team, our work is, we're experts in automation, machine tools. The ability for the surgeon to be there is important to people, but it's not necessarily important to the robot's program. It's already programmed to do a specific procedure fundamentally, mathematically, armed with AI. We have a joke around called, why do airline pilots sit in the front seat of an airplane? And the trick answer is to sell the real ability for us to take aircraft off and land them, even in our own experience, even landing fighter planes on the decks of an aircraft carrier underway, you could do it without a pilot.
Right.
We're not ready to turn over 100% space control to the robot. We don't have to. We have the ability to make it semi-autonomous, fully manual. That actually doesn't matter to us. What we're looking for is an ability to produce an economical robotic system to provide surgical procedures, first in aesthetic surgery, and then next we are looking to instant biopsy reporting. These things have been my interest for a number of years, and when I was at the space agency, I was shown it was all possible. Hover's trying to make it happen now.
Okay, I guess what I was trying to get at is like what would be the value proposition, in the short term, when you enter commercialization, if you still have the surgeon in the room, you know, it's still their time and they're still doing, I guess, what programming that procedure, if you will, or whatever it is that they do, there's how much leverage of their time, or like what kind of scalability does the device offer in that sort of first phase?
I would estimate that a surgeon using an AVR system would save 80% of his time. The 20% will be used in directing, programming the specific procedure for the specific patient. Once everything is in order, you'll be able to literally push the button and let the robot go to work. He can observe it. He can control it at any time. But bringing lower cost to surgery is my target. And the way to do it is to enhance the production capabilities of the surgeon. We're okay. Always going to be surgeon-directed. From the AVR team to our client to the patient. And someday, to answer your question, will the surgeon need to be in the room? No, he won't have to be in the room. And that's already been proven in various surgeries where the robot was in one city, the doctor operating the system was in another city. But it's a very expensive thing. It's done through the internet. The bandwidth is required is tremendous. And still, it pays to have a surgeon around, but we're going to give them a intelligent robotic system that they can manage the best way they deem fit.
Okay. So, let's say we're having this conversation 2 years from now. The system is commercialized, it's on the market. What would be the cost savings? So what's the cost savings of an AVR procedure for, I don't know, popular dermatological procedure and versus a traditional?
Well, two things happen. One, the AVR procedure in aesthetic surgery, every aspect of it will be with great precision, unmatched, unable to approach with the human hands. The robot, being a robot, doesn't get tired, and it can work weekends 24/7 if you wanted it to. So the productivity of an AVR system is going to enhance, increase, improve sharply the revenue base for those practices that use it. So you can use any measure you want in terms of how many surgeries did you do this week. So the practice has an AVR system for the sake of just drawing numbers, possibly could do 300 surgeries as opposed to a team of people perhaps could crank out 100 or 150. So under the same fixed overhead, you have a tremendous increase in your productive capacity. And the robot won't get tired and it won't make mistakes. It can only do what it's programmed to do.
Okay. And What are the company's, capital needs going forward between, now and the time you get to commercialization?
Capital has always been skinny at Avra. I find that a lot of medical companies waste an awful lot of money given the fact that they sometimes raise tremendous amounts of money. Our people are all experienced experts in this field, and we have completed a functional medical robotic system, and the company carries no debt other than minor operating expenses, very tiny. So going forward, we are looking for finally executing the plan, and the raises should be in the field of medical robots, very tiny as compared to the competitive field that we're in. If you're asking for a number, it's probably not more than another $8 to $12 million overall to bring this to complete commercial functions.
Okay, Barry, can you tell us about a little bit about your background and also some of the other members of the team?
Well, we could start with me. I'm a design and manufacturing executive for many, many years. My background was originally in packaging, and I am a boat designer and builder of a few hundred power boats, which brought me into the world of machinery quite beautifully. I have been the CEO and senior executive of stainless steel companies, specialty chemicals, and wiring and maintenance. The Opera team is made up of the world's most experienced robotic surgeons. I would like to point out that Dr. Patel himself, with two Da Vinci robots, outproduced the entire Johns Hopkins Medical University Hospital in 2014. He currently has done about 12,000 medical robotic prostatectomies. Our CSO, Dr. Nikhil Shah, he was a member of the original founding team that actually invented the production line prostatectomy at the Henry Ford Clinic in Dearborn, Michigan in 2001. Nick has done about 7,000 prostatectomies and various other general surgery procedures. We have an interesting member of the team, Dr. Hip Nguyen. He operates pretty much with the tiniest patients in the world. His patients in robotic surgery are very often under 1 month old, under 3 weeks old. And he has been with the Boston Children's Hospital for many years and is currently at a children's clinic in Arizona. Dr. Joachim Binder, who is the very first person to ever do a prostatectomy with a Da Vinci robot, he's our European counterpart and continues to be a general urological surgeon. Dr. Yuman Fong is very well known surgery for City of Hope Hospital, and Yuman is a very, very well-known cancer oncologist specializing in liver. Dr. Bobby Moan helps us in the area of cardiac. Dr. Epstein is a imaging expert, has built many machine systems and been very successful. Our scientific advisory board is made up of some of the people who invented programming, software programming for radio. Dr. Nazim is a biochemist, and Ruthie Pollack is a lady with aviation and software experience dating back through Lockheed, General Electric, Boeing. Dr. Safai, New York City, head of dermatological surgery for Sloan Kettering for about 20 years. He holds up our abilities in dermatology. We have a lot of people. They're very
it's a big team.
Capable and highly experienced. So the offer team is, you take a look at them on our website, you'll see these are all very mature people with decades of experience in their fields.
Okay. Barry, what's your vision for, you know, for the company 3 years out? You know, what will, assuming, you know, everything goes right, what will Avra look like?
Well, there's no hesitation in my saying that, based on what I know, we will achieve our goals in dermatological and aesthetic surgery virtually immediately. From there, the company will extend its experience and its marketplace abilities to deal with biopsy, needle therapeutics delivery, and a variety of things that I like to say, we'd like to get rid of the knives and forks in surgery. We'd like to think that with our precision guidance systems, that we can locate and relocate the exact precise spots in the human body that could cause trouble in the future much earlier than is currently being done, and that we would look to be able to fundamentally fix people with precision guidance, medical deliveries of items or whatever the form will be, using needles and the AI-enhanced robots. The robots are coming. They're here. And we have the ability to expand their reach dramatically.
Okay. You know, let's recap. You know, what are some of the key milestones coming up over the next 12 months that investors can look forward to?
Well, I think as a neat surprise, company that's virtually unknown like Avra, our very first milestone will be our requested. We are a FDA registered company now, and we'll be requesting our audience and to demonstrate our system. We hope to get that done all during this calendar year. So for any medical device company, getting the approval by the FDA is always the start of your race to success. Once we achieve that, and I hope we have it this year, commercially we should be buzzing in next year. So that's our very first step. Again, we've been doing this a long time. We are able to do this work. And I think once the FDA approves Avra commercially, we should look very, very successful. We don't owe the farm to anybody. We are staffed by people who basically are all of them at one time or another have been consultants to the robotic industry. So our team is really pretty terrific.
Okay, so you know, my last question is going to be like, in your opinion, you know, what are the, you know, top three reasons investors should consider your stock today?
From my own extensive investment experience, I would say that you always want to find something that's not in favor, that does its job very well, and is not having a lot of attention. In the case of Avra, it fits that bill. We have a great value. We have a system that is in operation, and no one is aware of our presence yet. So the stock trades by appointment. We know it. I know it very well from my own years in owning a brokerage company. The company is undervalued. You can compare it to any of the other medical robot companies. compare the teams, the people, the accomplishments, and like anything else, you want to buy low and sell high, hopefully someday. So Auburn fits those bills.
Well, on that note, Barry, I want to thank you for your time today, and we look forward to hearing more from you and Auburn in the months ahead.
Thank you, Jack. Thanks for the time on your station.